taking a punch. Near enough to hear the rough language of men, I watched my father and uncles string an electric fence between yard and field. One read the worry on my face, explained how the shock just pinched be so big, just told them their limits. When left alone, I threw sticks at it, then grabbed hold, felt my skin snap, released. That was before I knew to ask if we really feel pain differently, when I would tumble from trees and my brother would swear it would hurt less if I didn't cry. So I didn't. And later, when someone I loved said he didn't and never had, I managed to nod, numb myself until morning when I learned whiskey's a lousy anesthesia. Overcame self-pity by imagining soldiers losing limbs, dying anyway. I would think of them to keep from laughing during church, but it really was funny the way the preacher believed men could help falling for other men any more than I could have, stopped from grabbing that fence, seeing for myself if I were being lied to.